What's going on is, we talked about it yesterday, stop, start, the Australian economy isn't going to do anyone any good. And I heard a bit of sense from Gladys Berejiklian, the New South Wales Premier last night, going, let's just try to get on with this.
I don't believe keeping your borders closed and inflicting pain and suffering on thousands of people is the way to go. That's just the New South Wales strategy.
And I know people here in Queensland go, oh, New South Wales strategy. No, it's the sensible, common sense and logical way to do things.
So just to recap, Victoria closed, Tassie closed, WA closed, but New South Wales, ACT, South Australia stayed open to us.
Yeah, no, South Australia closed, but now they're open again. I think WA is the only one, as of this moment, that's still closed. The rest of them
I think Victoria is still closed to us as well.
Oh, God, I don't know anymore. And the thing is, I love this bloke we're about to speak to, David Littleproud, who's the Federal Member for Agriculture, the Member for Maranoa, which is out around Roma, etc. His office is out there. He says he's taken aim at the premiers who rushed to shut down borders because they all want to flex their political muscle and go, look at me, look what I can do. Trying to turn Australia, these are his words, against Australians for political advantage. Listen to this. It's an infringement on rights and liberty and freedom of movement, but also about the economy. We've got to get this right. Otherwise, we're punishing ourselves. No international tourists. Well, actually, let's just meet him. David Littleproud, welcome to the show, mate.
Yeah, thanks for having me, mate.
We understand what you're saying, but could you tell us, is this putting you offside with people in your side of politics?
Oh, I don't really care, mate. The reality is this is just common sense. We've got premiers acting like petulant teenagers rather than acting and working together. Federation is failing Australia at the moment. It's killing the country. And instead of premiers working together and working with one another, just having localised lockdowns and locking down areas for short terms when they've got got an outbreak, not the whole state, that is how you should actually address this COVID-19 thing. We're going to be with this for a little while. And unless we use common sense and science and support and back one another, rather than just using it as parochial politics to their own advantage, that's a great business model for them. Because you know what? You pay for it. The states can do all this. They can act tough, lock down their borders. But the good old Australian taxpayer pays for it. We've got this thing called JobKeeper costing us billions of dollars every month because premiers want to lock down entire borders when we've got a localised lockdown in Brisbane or in northern beaches of Sydney. That's the smart thing to do. So Federation's failed us, and I think we should be mature enough to call it out. And if the premiers don't grow up, then we should have a mature conversation about Federation. Do we continue on with the course we're on?
Wow, that is so... Can you explain to everyone, the federal government collects the taxes and then it distributes to the states. The states don't actually have any money. They just spend the money, but they want to show that they can control things.
Exactly, Marta. So effectively, we collect it and we hand it over to them to provide the services. So what they've done is it's a great business model for them. Every state premier thinks, well, if I use parochial politics and turn one Australian against the other, and being a proud Queenslander, I enjoy telling up New South Wales.
Yeah.
We shut our border in New South Wales, we beat our chest for the first 5 minutes. But the problem is you pay for it. You pay for it. And particularly for us out in the bush, mate, we haven't even seen a case. We're hundreds of kilometres away from a case.
Exactly.
And we get shut out. We get shut out from New South Wales and Victoria, and particularly when we got farmers who have country and have workers on the other side of the border, we can't get to them, even though we're nowhere near a case, just because it's parochial politics. And a lot of the decision-making has been predicated on you blokes down in the city, and I get that. Mm-hmm. But we're different out here. But instead, we've just had this lockdown of states. The lines on a map that were put there 120 years ago, modern Australia's evolved past that. And Australians evolved past that, and we've had a gutful of it. And it's just about time that premiers grew up and understand this isn't about politics. This is about our nation. We're going to have to live with this. This is complex. And just because you don't have to pay for it doesn't mean it's right. You continue to go and put Australian against Australian and shut down borders for entireties for some period of time without science.
David, why doesn't Scott Morrison, our Prime Minister, step in and overthrow all of our premiers? Or even better, Mick McCormack seems pretty vocal at the moment. He looks like he's got a lot to say. Why doesn't he do something about it?
Is there a way to do that?
Can we do that?
Well, there's this little thing called the Constitution that holds us back, and we can. It'll be a referendum, and that means that we would have to take much of the powers off the states. And give it to the federal government. So
I reckon most people would vote in favour for that at the moment. I think people are fed up and frustrated. People are hurting not only our businesses, our economy, our tourism, but people are hurting mentally, like not being able to see family, being kept apart, not being able, they're losing confidence because they're not able to go anywhere or do anything.
Can I just jump in and ask Dave a quick, can I ask this a fair bit? Like the summer is about to end, okay? And the opportunity, because we don't have international tourism, our tourism operators here, Queensland, it's a big one, obviously. They're about to see, because nothing happens after Australia Day till Easter, okay? They're about to see their money shrink even further than it has already, and it's been knocked around by those 3 days. Can I put this to you, David? How would we make this happen? Australia Day this year is on a Tuesday. Is there any way our government, someone could show the gonads to say Monday, the 25th is also a public holiday, giving us one last four day, like an Australia Day Easter. Is there anyone that would have the power to do that so our tourism operators within Australia, considering there's no international tourists, everyone could have one last blast and then get back to school, and that would be your last chance to get some money?
Mate, that's a good question, and I think it's between us and the states would have to agree on that. So, again, this is the limitations of federation, what our forefathers gave us.
It's one day to try to get everyone to spend some money, and it equals a four-day weekend.
And there's only two premiers that need convincing, and that's Anastasia Palaszczuk and Mark McGowan in WA. They're the toughest on the border shutdowns.
Yeah.
We'll work on that
this,
one.
And this is the frustrating thing is that, you know, we don't have all the power. Everyone thinks the federal government's the mighty powerful government of this. I'd be more powerful being a state member of parliament than I would in federal, because the states own a lot of the powers that impinge the rights on your life rather than the federal government. And I mean, my old man used to be a state member of parliament, and I used to believe in states, but I'm getting to the juncture where we need to have a conversation about how we all operate, because COVID-19 has shown that federation has failed Australians, and I think there's a conversation maturely for us to have about what it looks like into the future.
Dave, we might have a convo with you in the future ourselves, mate. It's been great this morning. Dave Littleproud, Deputy Leader of the National Party. Thanks again, mate.
Thanks, mate. Have a good day.